I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The tail end of Typhoon Gamey lashes China with torrential rain and deadly mudslides. At least 22 people have died of storm-related causes since Sunday. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
Typhoon Gamey has wreaked havoc in Taiwan, the Philippines, and now in China. We are working in the Philippines. We've had word from our team there. They have had relentless rain. It's done an incredible amount of damage, and a lot of people have had to be rescued.
In the Philippines' northern province, more than 18 inches of rain fell in 24 hours in some regions. Consider helping Filipino families through AMG. We'll connect you in the full report online.
As we meet these desperate needs, we are also sharing the hope in Christ.
And Door International is hosting a celebration this month in Nairobi, Kenya, to recognize 40 years of gospel work among the deaf. Door launched in 1984, around the same time as several other deaf ministries. Rob Myers, Door's president and CEO, says,
when others ask us why is it that really all deaf ministries have started just within the past 30, 40 years, if not more recent, one explanation that I like to give is likening it to what happened in the Reformation back in the 1500s.
A big factor in the Reformation was the invention of the Gutenberg press, giving people access to printed copies of God's word. With video and tech advancements starting in the 1980s, ministries could reach the deaf with video scripture translations in sign languages. Praise God for kingdom work among the deaf and through deaf believers. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here or through our social media network. You can find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.